Hi family, welcome to Sweet Truth Storytime. And so this happened to me yesterday. I was doing the laundry yesterday, you know, I was gonna do the laundry. And so I walked up to the laundry room, which is about a few blocks down from my house. And it's in like an apartment, you know, complex type of thing. So, like, within the apartments that we live in, we have our own, you know, laundry room that belongs to us. And so, yeah, yesterday morning I was like, you know, yeah, I'm gonna do laundry today and all that. Then I found it was locked, and I didn't even know that they changed the time from 7 a.m. to 8, because 7 is the time that I actually do my morning walks, you know. And so I was like, okay, right before I go to do my morning walks and jogs and all that, I'm gonna do the laundry, you know. So I got up 7, went over there, found it was locked. And so I was like, oh, it's probably gonna be open by the time I'm done with my, you know, cardio of the day. And so by 8 a.m., and so, around 8, so I'm right there with my laundry and all that, and so the doorman opens the door for me, right? And I go straight to the first washer, and I was like, you know what, I just want to do the first two washers today and just get it over with. But actually, my favorite is the last washer in that line, and so, you know, something in me was just like, you know, no, go all the way to the last one, you know, like, go on ahead to your favorite one. And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go right straight to my favorite one. But it was a blessing in disguise. And what I mean by that is, Lord knows I needed 3 washers for that day. You know, I only counted for 2, even though I did have extra money back in the house at home. But my goal was only to do 2 washes that day. But with what I had carried, I discovered that I actually needed 3. And so Lord knows that. And so I'm all the way to the last washer, and I open it and I find money inside for like the whole washer. And I'm like, how amazing is that? So yo, like, I went from only thinking that I needed 2 to actually having 3, and I only had to pay for the 2 that I carried for, and the 3rd one was already fully paid for me, you know, like just right there on the inside. And I was like, this is God, if this, you know, I'm like, ain't God good? I was just so speechless and just like blown away and just amazed, you know, by the whole thing. And I'm like, huh. Wow. And this story, you know, at that moment reminded me of Ephesians 3:20, which reads that God would do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, because I honor him. And in this case scenario, like, this is not something that I even had to ask for. It is not something that I had to think about. It was just right there, because God knew that I carried more, and that even though I planned for 2, I was actually gonna need 3. So it's just a blessing just knowing that, regardless of what you think about, you know, what you think you want or need, God actually, you know, has more. He has more, and he would do exceedingly abundantly, like, above what you ask a thing. Like, this is not even something, like, some things in life, and look at me feeling to talk over there, because I'm just so amazed by the whole thing, and I'm like, we're grumbling throughout the whole thing. But majority of the things in life, even though we may ask for them, but some things we won't even have to ask for them or of them or even think about them, you know, because God would do exceedingly and abundantly and abundantly. What a blessing. Like, I'm just so amazed. I was amazed by the whole thing, you know, like, God, wow, look at you. And I And I knew it was God because, you know, it was just like my best friend, the Holy Spirit, just told me, you know, go all the way to the last one. Because I wasn't even going to go to the last one, even though it is my favorite and my go-to. But like yesterday, I didn't feel like I needed to go there, you know. And I believe God used that to show me that this was Him. Because my goal was to use the first two, you know. But I ended up, you know, going to the last two because the Holy Spirit nudged me and told me go to the last two. And little did I know, you know, just by obeying that small voice within me and just obeying the Holy Spirit, you know, my best friend, to go all the way to the last one, did I find one helpful washer fully paid for me. And all I had to use were the two that I carried. Isn't that amazing? So I ended up having a very peaceful and washing day because of the blessings and the goodness of God. So this is just to kind of like just encourage you, regardless of what you're going through, that you will get to see Ephesians 3:20 over your life. And I promise you that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. I hope you enjoyed my story time. Bye.